to lift each other up. But the sunlight warmed our skin, 'cause we will be who we begin to be.
Good morning and welcome to episode 234 of Taking the Charge podcast. With you from Regensburg, Germany, I'm David Hein of Hein News. Thank you for stopping by. Another week of basketball actually I'm not going to take too much time. I know I've said this plenty of times, but I have loads of stuff that I need to get to. And don't really have loads of time to do it all. So, but 234, that means 4.5 years of episodes. Pretty crazy. If you, I definitely want to thank the people who are supporting the show. Also from Patreon, if you go to patreon.com/takingthecharge, you can become a patron, donate to the show, support it. Thank you to Norbert Oputz and Pascal, who are both showing the love. Really, really appreciate it, helping keep this thing alive. You want to reach out, you can go to hindnews.com. There's also a space there where you can donate to the show. The email address is hindnews@gmx.de. There is also Twitter. That is @hindnews, H-E-I-N-N-E-W-S. There's the Facebook group. Just put in the search bar, Taking the Charge Podcast, and you will find us there. You can rate and review the show on iTunes. Go there and do that as well. All right. Like I said, just not a lot of time right now. I was out and about a little bit. Went to see Ursprungsschule, sort of the boarding school academy in the former monastery in western Germany, southwestern Germany. I had a chance to see Jason George, one of the prize prospects from the 2001 generation. I wrote up that visit. Actually, on the way back, stopped at Ulm. It's not far from Ulm, and stopped at Ulm against Rasta Fechte. It was actually a close game. I was thinking it was going to be a blowout, but Rasta played decent and Ulm played pretty bad, but it was a set 5-point game, so it was good to at least see Ulm just to kind of get a picture of them. I haven't seen them yet live this year, and then took in a under 16 game the next day, Bayern Munich against Tübingen. Tübingen have some interesting kids, that was the weekend road trip. Not sure what's going to go on this weekend. Next weekend and start is the start of the NBBL, the under 19 league playoffs. So I'll be heading out that weekend. So not sure yet if I'm going to head out this weekend or not. Also been watching some baseball. This is day 3 of the World Baseball Classic. Already a sensation. The South Koreans have been knocked out. Going on to the second round is Israel and the Netherlands. And South Korea will not advance. So, big news there. So like I said, don't have much time, so I'm going to leave it at that. Interviews. I'm going to do 3 short player interviews. I imagine some of you might be wondering, you know, over the last couple of months, you know, why I haven't been doing any interviews from the Adidas Next Generation Tournament. Kind of been holding on to them. Haven't figured out exactly what I want to do with them, and so I figured I'll put a couple of them up there. And also did another interview with a Canadian talent, O'Shea Brissett. He is on his way to Syracuse. He was one of the leaders of the 1998 generation from Canada. Went to the final of the under 18 FIBA Americas Championship. And so talk to him. The interviews are Georgios Kalitsakis from Panathinaikos. That is from the Hospitalet tournament. And then the last interview will be Sofiane Bricky from CFBB, the French, formerly known as INSEP, from the Kaunas tournament. So that'll be the order against O'Shea Brissett, Georgios Kalatsakis, and Sofiane Bricky. So catch you on the other side of those. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no problem.
I guess first of all, first question, maybe how anxious are you to get back out on the court? You guys had a probably classified as a poor performance last game against TRC. You know, they've been playing well in the league, but I am sure you guys probably aren't too happy. How anxious are you guys to go to get back out on the court and make that defeat make it right again?
After a loss like that, everyone's pretty anxious and ready to play. So I feel like everyone's locked in for the next game. Everyone feels the same after the loss. It's all the way down on us throughout the weekend. You know, everyone's been texting our group chat that we have and talking about how we're gonna get them back next time. So we had a good practice this morning, and it's gonna carry on throughout the week. So we're just ready to actually get to play them again.
With as well as you guys have been playing this year, what do you think happened in that game?
I feel like we underestimated them because we already played them and beat them. You know, it was a pretty convincing win the first time that we actually beat them. So going into the gym, everyone kind of got cocky and complacent, and we forgot what we practice and what we used to win all the time going into that game.
So lesson learned, don't take anybody for granted and don't underestimate anybody, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. You're back in Canada. Maybe first of all, talk us a little bit through how you ended up coming back. You were at Findlay in Vegas and came back up to Australian Australia, Athletes Institute. Maybe just talk about how that whole thing went down.
Last year, I wasn't really sure what university I wanted to go to. So talking to Coach Tony, I've known him for a while. He told me if I come here, it would be a good opportunity for me to play for a good coach, good program, and better myself as a player and get the schools that I wanted to go to. So hearing that, coming from someone that I trust for a very long time, I made the decision pretty easily, knowing that I could come here and get the school that I wanted, which Syracuse, it did happen, and also get better as a player.
So you were done at Findlay then, right?
Pardon?
You were done at Findlay? Have theoretically been able to go to the draft. Is that right? Is that accurate?
I would have to go to college, university first.
Of course. But that's what I meant. You would have to have gone to the college in order to, go take the next step. But you would have been able to go to the college last year, this year, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have been there now, yeah.
Okay. You'd been away, you did 3 years, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years. So, being away for 3 years, first of all, let's ask you this. You know, when you were there in Vegas, and playing other teams, Findlay Prep's a pretty big high school, what's been the perception, and maybe how that's changed over those 3 years that you sort of were able to tell, of Americans' views on Canadians? I mean, you saw more and more guys doing things in the NBA, but at the same time, you also saw big names doing it at the high school level. How did you perceive Americans' thoughts about Canadians in high schools in the States?
Well, my first year there, I had two big-name Canadians with me, Justin Jackson and Dylan Brooks, who are doing great things now. So they are well-respected when I was there. So it wasn't really a problem. Everyone, knew them and thought they were great players. So it wasn't really like a big difference between that. And then in my second year, it was me and Shaquan Bear, another also good Canadian point guard. So, you know, we helped put a name for ourselves and definitely make it known that Canadians are on the come up basketball wise.
Looking back, do you wish you would have been able to stay? I mean, I guess you could have stayed, but you know, that everything had been in place in Canada, that you could have stayed in Canada back then.
You mean I not go to Finley?
Yeah, back then, yeah.
There's two sides to that. I kind of feel like going there really helped me, you know, develop a sense of independency. I went there at 15 years old and I didn't really know anyone there. So I feel like it benefited me in that way. And also, being home has its good and downs. Like, you know, I could have, you know, been with the wrong crowd. I could have been doing a lot of different things because I'm not away from home like I was at Finley. So I'm actually glad that I went there. I feel like it was a great learning experience for me, and I feel like it benefited me a lot.
And then coming back, you know, in the 3 years, you know, I don't know, did the Athletes Institute, I guess Orangeville had already, you know, been there, but, you know, really since the Makers came and Jamal kind of really helped those two programs kind of take off. How much do you see that basketball, Canadian high school basketball, let's say, has improved since you've left?
Definitely a lot more, because this school wasn't as, you know, up and known as it is now. Jamal and Thon definitely helped, you know, bring a name to the school, you know, with the stuff that they're doing now, and also what Jamal did in college. So it's definitely risen up a lot higher than it was before I left.
When you came up to Athletes Institute, back to Canada, to, you know, what were some of the things that you wanted to definitely work on in order to get to Syracuse?
I want to better my jump shot a lot more, my ball handling, and I'm just staying composed throughout the game, you know, not trying to rattle myself, because, you know, the ACC is a really tough league to play in, and, you know, the crowds are crazy, so staying composed is definitely something that you need as a freshman going into a top school like that.
And what do you think about the Ontario Scholastic Basketball Association?
Wait, you're talking about the OCBA? Oh.
Yeah, the OCBA.
I think they're doing it a lot better with the league. Like the way that they do it, you know, playoffs and how you play each other one time at your house, one time at their house. It's, you know, it feels like a real league, and everyone's, you know, in it. Everyone likes playing it because most of the guys that you play are your friends. So you could, like, when you guys beat them or they beat you, it's like the level of competition is getting higher throughout the OSBA, so it's a good league to play in.
And the fact that that a lot of the games are on you know, live, being broadcast live, probably is pretty cool too, no?
Yeah, you know, if people can't make it out, they could watch it, or you know, after the game, you could just go home and watch it, just see how you did, watch game film on yourself. So that's definitely a plus too.
Saw that the Final Four for you were Syracuse, Memphis, Oregon, and USC. What was the deciding factor? You know why was Syracuse so important to you?
I feel like they showed me the most love between all those schools. They came out, you know, watched a couple games, came to a lot of practices, had a meetings with the coach, and you know, I feel like you want to go to a school that wants you, also. And, you know, I took my visit there. I really loved it there. The coaches, it felt like a family. It's not too far away. So all the stuff I put into my thoughts to, you know, commit there.
And having a legendary coach like Jim Boeheim probably doesn't help too much, hurt too much either, does it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What are you looking forward to that?
Just picking his brain and seeing what he could teach me for the next level, because, you know, when you get to the NBA, all those coaches, they've been through it. They've been doing it for a very long time. So I feel like he could help me a lot with that, you know, my development on and off the court.
What kind of role do you think you're going to have? Or, you know, what do you want to do when you first get there?
I don't really know. And I don't feel like any freshman really knows what they're going to do when they get there. So I'm just trying to work on myself right now, all aspects of my game. So wherever they put me, I'm ready for next year.
This past summer, You had a chance to go down to Chile to play for the Canadian national team. Gave the Americans a run for their money. I mean, if you guys have Shea and in the second half, and you know Wigginton in the in the fourth quarter, I guess you were down by two with about 4 minutes left without those guys. Maybe talk about that whole experience and what you learned from it and playing against the Americans in the final.
It was great. The whole different brand of basketball, playing guys that you haven't really seen before. All those American guys I played with throughout my whole high school career, AAU and whatnot. So that wasn't really too different for me. But playing Argentina and Puerto Rico and guys like that, it was crazy. They play a whole bunch of different basketball there. A lot more physical. The skill is different. So I love the experience.
The Canadians have been really close to beating the Americans. Obviously the finals in U16s at FIBA Americas, U18s. Does the fact that you guys, a lot of you guys are going down and playing with those guys, against those guys on a pretty much a daily basis in the high schools, how much of an impact is that? And maybe how much of an impact will that be for you guys to maybe finally overcome, the Americans, beat the Americans in some of these competitions?
Really going into those type of tournaments, I don't feel like that's our main goal. We don't really focus on the Americans. We just want to win. Whoever we play, we just focus on that. But we are getting a lot closer to, beating them, whatever. But when it happens, it happens. Not really. We're not going to look at it like that.
Yeah. You're going to Syracuse. There is the Under-19 World Cup in Cairo in the beginning of July. Is that something you're planning on, or are you going to try to head to Syracuse ahead of time?
I still haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet with that, but I'm closing out on this decision. I'm not too sure yet, though.
Okay. If you were to play at the World Championship, what would that be like? Obviously this is the last, world competition before a World Cup or an Olympics. What would it be like for you to play at that competition?
I feel like it would be amazing because Coach Randa, he told us that, 11 days were there and we played 9 games. So, that's a lot of games to get through and you just have to be ready mentally. So it's something different and very new for a lot of guys that will be on the team. But I'm excited for it, if I do go, obviously. But I'm excited to see how it's like down there.
One of the guys you play with most likely be one of the leaders of the under-16 team this year at FIBA Americas, and then if they finish top four, go to the World Championship next year at under-17. Addison Patterson, you see him now on a daily basis. He came in kind of early in the season, had already started. So young and yet he's still able to do some things. Talk a little bit about him. What you think about what he's able to do?
Addy's a great player. He's definitely way more skill developed than I was at that age, and he's only going to get better. He works a lot on his game, and I just feel like the year that he's going to have here, with the coach that he has, that we have, is going to be very beneficial for him. So when he goes out there to the tournament that they have this summer, I feel like he's going to dominate for sure.
What do you think he does that impresses you the most?
He's a 6'5" point guard, and he's so young. Very athletic. He can shoot the ball. He's a smart player. Like, all this stuff comes to hand when you, because he's so young, that's how great he is.
Come back to the Ontario Association. You guys, you have 2 defeats, still in second place. Orangeville got beat by, I think, Bill Carruthers, was it? There's, obviously, you guys seeing them almost on a daily basis, if not daily basis or all day, whatever, being right there. How much of a rivalry is that you guys have with them?
It's only a rivalry on the court. Off the court, we're all still great friends. We still talk. We eat together all the time. But on the court, it's strictly business. And, we're just looking forward for that next game, the next time we play them.
Yeah. And what would it mean to get the championship this year?
That's definitely the number one goal we're looking forward to right now. getting better as a team. So when that time does come, we're ready for whatever challenge is ahead of us.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good luck. I'm trying to think who you got this week.
No, we don't have any games this week.
You know, this week. All right.
We have a tournament, our own tournament that we're hosting.
When is that?
Thursday through Saturday.
Thursday through Saturday. Okay. And who you got coming up for that?
Our first game is Thursday against, I'm not too sure, to be honest, but we have one game on Thursday, two games on Friday, and one on Saturday.
Two games on Thursday. Oh, wow.
No, two games on Friday.
Two games on Friday. Okay. All right, I'll let you go with that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll see you down the road. And if not, good luck in Syracuse.
Okay, thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Just we're here at the Adidas Next Generation Tournament. You had a lead against Cedevita and lost. Maybe your thoughts about the game. It's the club's first game in this tournament. To lose the game, just in general, your thoughts about the game?
Yeah, Panathinaikos is a big club. For us, it's the first time to be here. It was great for us. All the guys want to play in this tournament. Cedevita is also a good team. Had the lead in the first half, but we didn't play also good in the second half. So Cedevita played a better D. He wants more to win the game, so we lost the game, and that's it.
You played really, really well in the first half, and then kind of they did more against you in the second half. Talk about this game for you. It's your first game at this tournament too. Talk about this game for you.
As you say, it's my first game in the Adidas Next Generation. I try to be aggressive. In the first half, as you say, I played good. I made 3-4 threes, but the second half, I didn't have the same mentality, the same aggressiveness, and I'm happy, but the team lose, so I prefer to, in the next two games, we play much better.
What'd you learn from this?
It's my first time, it's experience. Experience more, that's it, I don't know. Experience.
What's it mean for you to play in this tournament, you know? So many great names have played in this tournament, and now you're one of the players who have played in this tournament. What's it mean to play in this?
It's great. As you say, a lot of players playing this tournament before. Now it's our time. I try to play good and to help my team.
You have a twin brother. Maybe talk about that. What it's like. He's also playing basketball. Talk about him. He's been able to play with Aris. Talk about him.
My twin brother, as you say, played for Aris. He's in the first team. He played more in two position and three. I played more in one and two. He's also a good player. And that's it. I helped him, he helped me, so...
How do you help each other? Like, what does he do better than you? What do you do better than him? Not who's better.
He plays more without the ball. I play with the ball. I think that's the best difference, the big difference. He's also good. He's a big body. He plays, he's 2-198, I think, and playing the guard position. That's it.
Talk about February 18th, 2016. You played against Arkadiakos, is that
right? Yes.
What did it mean for you? I mean, you were...
Yeah, as you say, it's my first game in the A1 League, A1 Greek League. I played with, I think, the best player in the EuroLeague, you know, Dimitri Madidis. He helped me more to get in the game. That's it, it's my first game. That's it.
First of many.
Yes, hi. Yes.
You played at the under-18s in Samsung. You had a chance to play with guys like Christidis and Luntzis, who won the under-18 tournament. How did that help you? What did you learn from those guys?
Michalis and Vasilis, it's great players, also great guys. As you say, he won the tournament under 18 in Greece, Volos. Great players, helped me a lot. I'm with one guy, one year old. I'm 1 year younger than them. So when I sub in the game, I try to give my best, and that's it, I think.
Where do you see your game? You're still young, you still have plenty of time to develop, but where do you see your game, and what are you working on?
I'm working a lot of my jump shoot, the three-point shot, and a lot of things, my passing. I try to be more aggressive on defense, on the offense, a lot of things. That's it. More in defense game. I try to be more aggressive, as I say before. And I think.
How did you start playing basketball? When did you start? And you know, who were you? Which guys did you watch?
I started playing basketball I'm 12 years old, I think, in a small team in Heraklio, Crete,
okay.
With my brother. A player who I watched, Dimitri Amandidis, for sure, and Boris Papaloukas, great players like him.
Point guards.
Point guards, yes. Point guards.
And that's what you want to do?
Yes, I want to be a point guard, also a two guard. And every day I try to be better.
Panathinaikos, this is the second year of the Panathinaikos Academy. What do you think about this? You know, Panathinaikos, such a big name, and now they're bringing in an academy to work with all these young players. What do you think about being part of it, and how important is it for this club?
For sure, for sure. Panathinaikos is a big club, you know. It's a very good academy. A lot of guys try to play good. Our team, as I say before, it's the first time to be in here. Panathinaikos, it's a great team, it's a big team, and I hope in the next years we'll have the opportunity to play again here.
Here I am. We're here at the Adidas Next Generation tournament. It was a tough game against Litvos Rytos. You're 1-1. Maybe your thoughts about the tournament.
Yeah, it's a good tournament. A lot of great players play in, and yeah, it's a good tournament for improving your game, and it's really good.
What's the biggest thing that you've learned here?
Pick and roll situation. A lot of country player more like pick and pop, and we learn about this to defend this, and. Yeah, it's a good thing to watch all the great players at my post to improve with us.
When did you start playing basketball?
I was starting 5 years old, mm-hmm. in Asvel, near Villeurbanne, a good club in France.
And who did you grow up watching? What players did you watch when you were growing up?
The star national, the national star, Tony Parker, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, all players that led, great mentality, and I try to keep their mentality.
You're very controlled out there, you're very controlled and calm out there on the court. Where does that come from?
My coach helped me a lot for learn situation pick and roll. In the modern basketball, it's very important to play a good pick and roll, and I try to make my better.
You'll see why in a second. What kind of music do you listen to?
A lot of French rap and American rap,
uh-huh.
And Bob Marley also. A lot of variety of music, but rap, French rap, and American rap is a must.
Favorite artists?
Yeah. Drake, Booba, Nekfeu, Tupac, yeah.
I was asking one of the coaches about you, and the word he said was Mozart. Mozart.
Yeah.
Classical music. That you remind him of Mozart. What do you think of that?
They think of what they want. So yeah.
It's a nice comparison.
Yeah. I think.
Sofiane Bricky, born in Le Havre.
Yeah.
Family history is they French or they?
My father and my mother are Algerian.
Algerian.
Okay. They are born in Algeria, Annaba city, mm-hmm. And they come in France and I.
Yeah. Do you know when they came to France?
Yes, in 1992.
1992?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I have one sister, one older sister, 21 years old, and one little brother, 10 years old.
And is he playing basketball? Does she play basketball?
No, she not, but he play basketball in as well, too.
And is he good?
Yeah, I think. I hope.
What do you... You're with INSEP right now?
Yeah.
You have another 2 years, right?
No, I'm. It's my.
Was your last year?
Yeah.
Okay, last year. What do you want to do after that?
I signed a contract and sort of contract in Asvel, in my club of origin, and I hope playing pro team and improve my game every time, every in step in the court. And yeah, in my future, I hope I will play in NBA. It's my goal, yeah, most my goal of my life. Yeah.
And play for Le Bleu.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah. 99 born.
Yeah.
99 born, so under 18 European Championship this summer, is that what your goal is?
Yeah. Won the title. We have a good team. And, they are most in the club, mm-hmm. CFBB, like Yannick Blanc, Ivan Février, Timothée Bazzi, we are a lot of players we play in and in the French national team, so I think we have a good team and the goal is to win the title.
It's fun for us. What's it like for you playing with Yves Pons?
Yeah, Yves Pons is an incredible athlete. Mm-hmm. We are the guard, we just take the ball in the air and
he grabbed it
and yeah, it's a very good feeling to play with this, with Yves, and he's a good shooter, he improved his shot, so it's a good, but he's not the only player it's good to play. Yannick Blanc is a good, he have a very great motor, Ivan Ferrier have a good shooter, so all my teammates, it's good to play.
Okay. Actually, the Adidas Next Generation wild cards have not been announced. I can imagine they might be coming out this week. Not sure. If not, then sometime next week. So maybe INSEP, CFBB, might be coming to Istanbul. Have no idea, but might be a possibility. So might see actually Sofiane Bricky again. Have to see. Brissett, seemed pretty non-committal as far as the under-19 World Cup. So, that would be a big loss. Starting to, this is sort of the dilemma that the Canadians are kind of starting to get into, with more guys going to America, American universities. Whether or not they go to American to the university instead of going to the national team, so keep an eye out on Brissett. Thank you for listening to the show. Again, 4.5 years now. It's pretty crazy. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting me on the show. And go out there, show the love, and pitch a couple of euros out my way to see if we can keep this thing going. With the last thing, obviously, I need to let you know what you're going to be listening to. The song is called "Advice from the Rain." It's by Mega Gem. It's available from freemusicarchive.org. Enjoy it. Enjoy the hoops. And we'll catch you next week.
Hi, my name is Patrick Komnenos. I'm the CEO of the Basketball Champions League, and you're listening to Taking the Charge.